Perfect. Okay, the State of Arizona Rectifies Your Board of Examiners meeting for January 24, 2024, being held in person will come to order. The director will please note the roll.
Absolutely. Board Member Lahavi.
Present.
Board Member Tomas.
Present.
Board Member Klein. Absent. Board Member Zimmerman.
Present.
Board Member Fontes.
Present.
And Chairperson Tan.
Present. Item number three, the first item on the agenda is the declaration of any conflicts of interest. None being stated, we will move to agenda item number four. Item number four. Review, discussion, and possible action regarding election of officers and fees. I think we'll delay fees. We have that as a separate item, as item number eight, so we'll focus on election of officers. Welcome to the January 2024 meeting. Our statute requires that each January, the board meets in part to elect officers. At this time, I will open the floor to nomination. Board Member Fontes, Vice Chair Fontes, I'd like to nominate Chairman Tan for the chairman role. Okay, Chairman Tan has been nominated for the position of chairman. Are there any further nominations?
We should have a nomination for a vice chair.
Yeah, this is Board Member Tan. I would like to nominate Mr. Fontes, Board Member Fontes, for the position of vice chair. Accept. Are there any further nominations? Okay, can I have a motion to elect?
Have a vote.
No, that's what we're doing.
Is there a vote for the, if there's only one nomination?
If there's only one nomination, you don't have to have a vote on the nomination, you have a vote to elect.
That's it. So maybe have a motion to elect Chairperson Tan as the continuing position of chair.
If the vice chair Fontes, I would like to make a motion to elect Chairman Tan to continue as our fearless leader.
I second. Board Member Lahavi, do I have a second?
Yep, motion by Board Member Fontes and seconded by Board Member Lahavi to elect Chairperson Tan as the continuing chairperson of the Tax Punch Board. Do we have a motion? Sorry, motion carried. So we should add all in favor.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Vice Chair Fontes, aye.
Aye, those opposed? Okay, motion passes unanimously. The director will record the vote. Thank you. And then we only have one nomination for vice chair. So may we have a motion to elect Chairperson Fontes as the continuing vice chair position?
This is Board Member Lahavi. I nominate Mario Fontes for vice chair.
I'll second that motion.
Second that motion from Board Member Zimmerman. Motion by Board Member Lahavi to elect Board Member Fontes as the continuing vice chair and seconded by Board Member Zimmerman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Passes unanimously. The director will record the vote. Thank you. Item number five. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding legislation, substantive policy statements, and potential rulemaking. Director Jeremy, can you please provide a summary?
Absolutely. Chairperson and board members, if you want, I can just give a real brief overview of each of these bills, and if you have any questions afterward, I'd be happy to look into those for comment at a future meeting. First, the legislation related to homeopathy board. The Board of Homeopathy is running or is participating in a bill that's being run this session that would modify some of their education standards and so on. That doesn't directly affect this board. However, it does have in that bill a section that states that the executive director for the acupuncture board is the director for the homeopathy board, and that they share that person, and they will meet each January to discuss shared costs and that sort of thing. And so because of that, we would have a shared meeting in January going forward with the homeopathy board if the bill passes.
Do I represent a conflict of interest?
That's a question. If the bill passes, I suppose.
Okay.
I don't know.
So what stage of the bill are we at here?
It hasn't been dropped yet, so it's still kind of in a nebulous phase, as it were. But there's a sponsor for it. Looks like it will go forward this year.
And is there any movement on that that you've heard of?
No, it has. Again, it hasn't been assigned a number, so it has a folder that needs to get dropped for all the legislators to see it.
Is that just like, so it's just in the queue and business as usual?
Right, it's just part of the process.
Find a number, yeah. And then let the game begin?
Yeah, part of the process.
And this is just part of formalizing the relationship we already have with the other board?
Right, exactly, yeah. Just trying to clarify, because we currently have a interagency agreement that talks about, you know, how our boards are working together, and it basically is exactly the same as that agreement, and just clarifies it.
Okay.
Formalizes it.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Benefit to keep them separate, you know, rather than merging them. Sure.
You're saying as opposed to, instead of coordinating boards, having
yeah.
Just one agency.
Why? Yeah.
I'm not going to get too far off the path for that question. We could agendize that for a deeper discussion at a later date. But it would generally it would probably save money for both agencies to combine. The question is, you know, whether our licensees want that or not. So
let's agendize that. I think that's worth discussion.
Okay. I'll put that on for a future meeting.
For a future meeting.
And there's a number of bills you'd like to discuss.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you need any motion to this?
Not unless you want me to do something specifically. Let me just.
No, is there any further discussion on the homeopathy bill? We'll move to the next bill.
Yeah, let me look at it.
Sure.
Okay. All right. That's the Board of Homeopathy, and you have that bill in your materials, so you could look it over if you wanted additional information. House Bill 2312 changes some of the items that were required to disclose on our website, specifically, so discussing a little bit earlier, it kind of steps back something that changed a few years ago, where a bill ran to reduce the amount of time that letters of concern reported on their website, our website, down to 5 years, or that anything was down to 5 years that was non-disciplinary, and then remove the letters of concern from our database entirely. And this bill puts them back in, so that letters of concern have to be disclosed in our licensee search and requires that it be on there for 25 years.
Okay.
So,
where did this originate?
In the House.
And this is across all boards.
Yeah, across all boards. It's not just our boards.
Oh, so it's
just,
we got to do it.
If it goes forward. And these bills start in any number of places. You know, you have private interest groups like the Goldwater Institute or, some senator or representative has something they want to do, whatever. They start with bills, but they're without consulting board. So,
it's coming down from
high. Right.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if it passes. I'll keep track of it and I'll let you know what we end up having to do. House Bill 2593 is a bill that modifies how we handle records requests, gives us kind of a time frame that we have to respond to them, and some information we have to give the individual that's requesting those records. So kind of an internal. Then again, that's for all the agencies, not just for this board.
How long do you have to respond?
It gives us 5 days.
What type of records are we?
I'm trying to make sure I don't know five things.
Yeah. Our records requests are usually pretty simple. You know, it's usually a credentialers or someone who wants to list of all of our Lyme disease and their clinic addresses or their emails so they can send out blasts or sort of thing. And so we get a lot of those probably once a month from a couple different people. And then occasionally, like the society will want that. You know, we'll have someone who's got a complaint with another board and they want a copy of the licensing file and things like that.
So what's the criteria for you to give it out if someone's respecting it, public information?
Everything that happens to the board is public. It's public record.
So general question, when things get striked out and changed, mm-hmm. and filled, who is it that thinks about the wording and makes the decision to edit?
Yeah. So initially it would be, so it depends on where it's coming from. If it's coming from the Senate or the House, Leg Council will draft it from the beginning. Like for with the homeopathy board, it started with me. You know, I wrote it out and then we sent it over to the legislature and then they made changes to put it into the formatting that they need
for the Senate. Yeah, so we had, for that, we did have many internal meetings. Content, but not the
legalese.
I just know what I want done.
Yeah.
But the rest of smart people.
Yeah, but there's a unit at the legislature called Legislative Council and their group of attorneys too.
Then rather than edit the bill, you just crop that. So you, the original document with the
edit. Yeah, so what we see here, when we see that these bills,
it
has strikeouts, anything in all caps, all capital letters is new. And then anything with a strikeout is being removed.
Okay, helpful.
Yeah. And so so that's just so that everyone knows, you know, what's being changed and removed and added and so on.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. House Bill 2481. I think it's also talking about online materials. It requires that we provide an opportunity for the public to comment in person before any final decision, subject to a reasonable time, place, and so forth. So if we do, I want to say the rule changes one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I can't recall, but it just requires that, you know, any decision that the board makes, there's an opportunity for the public to comment on it prior to finalizing. So we have that at our meetings anyways. We always have a call to the public, and if the public has anything they want to do with particular agenda item, you could always allow them to speak. So
yeah, and that's always the big line.
Right. Exactly. House Bill 2100 changes our substantive review process. We have several steps in our applications. The administrative review saying that they've basically submitted everything, and then we have a time frame for that. And we have a substantive review saying is what they submitted appropriate for the license application. And does it meet the minimum requirements under our statute? So this modifies our substantive review process a little bit, but again, it's going to be an internal thing, just for all agencies, not just the acupuncture board.
Are we cutting the time or is it content?
Let's see. Yeah, it says it's not a timing thing. It's requiring that we notify the applicants of certain things, and it's making more. Making the boards feel more communicated in the process.
So thanks.
Would just a question on that, would that process, if we end up moving forward with fingerprinting, would that be issued in there or not?
Do you mean does that,
or is that,
does that dock the time that we have, or is that part of this bill?
Or yeah, would that be included in there?
Yeah,
that's part of the process, or looking at part of that process.
Yeah. So the fingerprinting is part of the application process, and it's part of the substantive review and the administrative review portion. And so the application isn't complete until we have a fingerprint card, and then we have a review period. But you know, some of that's out of our hands as far as how long it takes for the fingerprint to come back to us from DPS and the FBI. And I'll have a little bit more comment on the fingerprinting process in general. We have an agenda item later about how we were recently audited by DPS for our fingerprinting process. So So I can go over that a little bit more on that item if you'd like. Okay.
And now Adam, Devin, we can come back to that.
And then there's a bill basically which requires that it talks about anonymous complaints, basically.
What does it say?
It requires that complainants identify themselves. So it's, yeah.
There are no anonymous.
Yeah, it's kind of gone back and forth with that. This one just required that they identify themselves, and so except if the person has a very specific reason, yeah, surrounding, you know, protection or some criminal thing or whatever.
So how is that different? Before we required them, we wouldn't take with their note.
That's this agency's rule, not every agency's rule.
Oh, so this is another come down from on high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I have for statutes, statute update.
Okay.
Excellent. I think that gives a good overview. Were there any discussions?
No.
Thank you for that informative information. I'd like to have somebody just review this stuff and set off the trust and feed it to us. Thank you. Agenda item number six. The next item on the agenda is reviews.
Hold on.
We got G.
Oh, items G through I are just on the agenda all the time. As a recurring item, in case the board wanted to discuss the policy surrounding act punisher systems.
The board really wanted to discuss.
Okay.
More content, please. Okay, so acupuncture assistant, I was expecting to see under five, under six, Lindsay Truesdale to be approved or ratified for acupuncture assistant, but I don't even see any heading for acupuncture assistant.
Well, I can't talk about any individual applicant who's not agendized. I'm happy to look into that and get back to you right after the meeting with talk to Richard about where that individual is and their application for registration as an acupuncture assistant. You know, generally we get those handled pretty quickly. There's not on any on the agenda because we don't have any app. So I can talk to Richard and see where we're at.
Yeah, I made note of it. Yeah. I'm going to stay after and we'll do more than make note of it.
Okay.
And probably a good question for Mr. Graham. Do we get many requests, applications for acupuncture assistance?
Occasionally, I would say once every other month or so. Mostly, okay. There's lots of people who will have questions about it or how to start the process for the to apply for a training.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so I get them all the materials showing, you know, what we've discussed, statute, and then it's kind of a waiting game for them to get all the materials collected, send it back to us to bring the board for approval.
So we've still only got probably a handful of approved acupuncture assistants.
Right, there's not many at all.
Yeah.
No.
That's concerning to say the least, because there are so many people that wanted to do this. I'm of the mind that they just didn't look past the title and said, oh, we can do that now. Mm-hmm. You're an acupuncture assistant. Congratulations.
Right.
You know what I can do is on this item is I can come up with a blast email about assistance specifically and send it out to all of our licensees and say, hey, this is the forward and you have to have your individual screen.
Would it be appropriate to send it to the acupuncture school? Because that's where these people get their information.
I'm happy to send one here in Arizona. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, that sounds like a good idea, sending informational email or message to the practice, the LAC down the school, mm-hmm. to inform them of the process of achieving that licensure. Yeah, I believe any other licensure, or is that
it's registration?
Registration.
Yeah, they're not licensees or certificate holders or registrants.
Any other discussion on that topic?
No.
One more. Are there fees associated with that?
No, not at this time.
Maybe there should be.
I don't disagree. No, I think the question was.
Probably be a license, or would it be a registration?
No, it's, it'll be a registration fee. You know, the question was when this bill first went through, if you have a fee associated with a new bill, it requires a two-thirds vote by the House and the Senate.
Oh.
You don't have a higher bar for passing. So when it first went through, because they had several different items in it, I think it was pushed through by the society, decided not to include the fee, and we see how many applicants have you received and whether it became a burden to the board as far as time spent on it. And so, you know, with the few amount that we have, hasn't been an issue so far, but with the amount that we should have,
yeah,
it probably would require a fee.
If that, can we, we're going to be talking about budget. So can we talk about this in 7.3? In item 7.3?
Sure.
Or does it need to be agenda specific? Probably that is an item rather than overall budget, but, well, it is budget and potential fee increases.
So budget and fees, so I guess it would be a fee, but it's not, yeah.
Can it be council here?
It's probably not one of those set fees that you currently have that you would be reviewing under your statute, so.
So let the agendize it?
Yeah.
Okay, great, let the agendize to the future meeting. Any other discussion? Item number 5. Acupuncture assistant, tunnel therapy, lasers. Okay, item number 6, the next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding the application for licensure and certification. Director Jaramillski, Mr. Graham, can you provide a summary?
Yes, Chairperson Tan, members of the board. The items E through R are for the licenses that Dave and I reviewed for acupuncturists. We went through all of them and found that they all meet the minimum requirements for licensure and asked for the board's ratification of those items.
You should include S through D as well, that's certificate holders.
Oh, we want to combine them as well?
You can do it in one motion if you say it the way, if you say it, but just go ahead and review them so the board can do what they like.
Okay, and then items F through Z are the ratification of certificates for a regular acupuncturist.
Okay. Okay, is there any discussion? Confirming A through R are for ongoing acupuncture licenses?
New acupuncture license.
One more note before we continue. In future agendas, can we put ratification of auricular certificates?
Sure.
And these ratification of new licenses, correct?
Correct.
And then if we could have an ongoing subheading for acupuncture assistant, that would be great.
You'd like a line for, just an empty line for acupuncture assistants?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way it'll kind of jog the memory when preparing that. And Dr. Jones, we used to have a license, a list of renewals as well. Renewal of the license, is that also included in that?
Or? No, those aren't renewals, those are all licenses. Yeah, yeah.
And the renewals are no longer listed.
No, we haven't been for, probably haven't been for a year or so.
Yeah.
If you'd like, you can put it back on there.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I would like to do that.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, just need how many names on the renewal list.
Sure. Yeah.
That was there before, I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
No problem. Okay, is there any other further discussion here? Item number 6, do we have a motion?
Board Member Lahavi, I move ratify agenda list of licenses A through R in number 6, and also the certificate F through D.
Thank you, Board Member Lahavi. Do we have a second?
Second.
By Board Member Tomas. So we have a motion by Board Member Lahavi and seconded by Board Member Tamar to ratify the licenses under item number 6. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, the motion passes unanimously. The director will record to vote.
I think that's great that we have 8 auricular certificates. I look forward to the day when we have assistant.
That'd be great.
Thank you. Item number 7. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding the executive director's report. Director Jeremy, you
can provide a summary. Absolutely. Chairperson Tan, board members, generally, just a general overview, you know, things are kind of going along as per normal at the office here. We're still working generally remotely. We come in on Mondays to have an in-person powwow, and then but otherwise we're still working remotely. Seems to be working the Centia. Hold on, I have someone who's the board member Klein is just joined us here at 12:29.
Oh, good, good.
He's in a different time zone.
29. Board Member Klein, can you hear us?
There we go. Sorry, guys.
Can you hear us, Board Member Klein?
Welcome, Board Member Klein. Thank you. Did you know that we were on a half hour ago?
I did. I'm sorry I wasn't able to join until now.
No problem. We struggled with that, but we got through it.
Sorry, we're in the middle of the executive director's report. Yeah. So generally, things are running well. The Fenty system seems to be working a lot better than our old one. We kind of figured out a lot of the bugs on that. But as always, there's always something to improve and fix on those. And so we're still working with them on those minor things. We were audited by DPS for our fingerprinting processes recently. And that is they have rolling audits where they do all the agencies that do fingerprinting. What they're checking for is proper handling of fingerprints, proper dissemination of fingerprint information and criminal history reports. Are we destroying these records? Are we getting rid of them? Are we copying them? Are we sending them to the wrong people? Are we putting them into our database? You know, it's what happened to the record, right? And is it handled properly?
Do we have a locking file cabinet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who has the key to that?
I know where the key is, but it's...
Yeah, I think...
We have a locking file cabinet that's...
It's in my office. It's in my office. And how so basically, the auditor, they audited us and found that we were in compliance with the requirements. Mm-hmm. And so...
Okay.
Yeah. And so that was good news. There was a note that because we could change the fingerprint clearance card process, we could no longer do federal criminal history reports through the regular fingerprint card.
Federal criminal history.
So we can only do state level searches, not federal searches.
So
for now, we're doing state level searches for fingerprints for new applicants. And then as soon as the FBI decides to let us in the door for the fingerprint clearance card, we'll start using those as our new application. And also for renewal applications, you're required to show that you have a fingerprint clearance.
Because they already have approval for that.
Yeah. System. Yeah. It's just as the FBI needs to get off their hands.
So. Right.
Yeah. And this has been how long?
2 years. 2 years we've been communicating with the FBI. There are individuals who are bored that had bills passed for this in 2019. They still haven't. So it's
been doing secret stuff.
Yeah. So in any case, it's we're monitoring it, we're working with them, and we're being as annoying as we possibly can while still being quiet. So
do you do any search to see if anyone is a criminal in another state?
We do our state level background check, and that's all we're offering.
We're not allowed to. They're only authorized
on your own.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you think Chairman Tanya?
They didn't check Australia.
Yeah, they didn't check international. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we still do license verifications. We require them to report their license, any discipline or non-disciplinary actions on their license in other states, that sort of thing. And they still have to answer the question, have you ever been convicted of a crime at any time, basically? And so they're required to report to us. We just don't have their criminal history report from the FBI anymore. So it's just DPS.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Right. But generally, the town is in compliance.
Yeah. I imagine it's more of an education process to you as well. I mean,
You know, I think Richard handled the fingerprints 99% of the time. And so they came in, sat down with him, and just kind of went through a process, and they said, hey, looks like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Here's a couple of feedback items, and then that was it.
Okay.
So that was good.
Very good. We have fence here. We have the order of DPS. Anything else there?
Not unless you have any questions for me specifically about kind of board office highlights, but
Going into the general, I'm looking at the budget and the fees. Okay, item number 8. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, possible action regarding budget and fee. Director Gammanti?
Absolutely. Chairperson Tan, board members, I sent you, or you should have, a projection page for our finances. Looks like this. And Rosemary and board member Thurman and board member Klein, did you receive that spreadsheet?
No, I did not.
Let me shoot it off to you real quick so you have it for the discussion.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Did you send it this morning? I'm just looking.
Yeah, I had updated it yesterday and sent it out again. You got it, Mona? Okay, I just emailed it out to you again here.
Okay.
Let's put that in your folder. Your email folder. All right. So, it is, yeah, it's on that green one. Although you may have to do a little bit of limbo to.
It's all right. It's just in small font.
Well, it's just because we don't have a subscription on the gears. So, and we create it now. You won't be able to edit it. In any case, I can just go over this real quickly. It's a little bit scattered, like myself, I guess. But generally, we have about 220 acupuncturists and 34 curricular acupuncturists. If you look down on that spreadsheet a little bit under if we do nothing, our fund balance will reduce to $50,000 by 2027.
That good or bad?
That's bad. And so,
Bad.
It's currently at the end of 2024, it's going to sit around 67. And these are actually kind of, positive and hopeful numbers for our fund balance. It's more likely that 2026 will have about 45,000 and 2027 will have about 30,000 in our fund balance if we do nothing right now. And so that's obviously untenable for.
What number should we shoot for?
Well, OSPB, which is the governor's budget office, always likes you to have at least 1 year of. Cash, 1 year of operating expenses in cash. Yeah, cash reserve.
How much is that?
So for us would be about $200,000.
Richard, where'd the $150,000 go?
Yeah, exactly. And so this has been an issue that's been kind of a slow roll, you know, becoming an issue for us. It wasn't so bad, but the we recently. CSB, which is our accounting people, doubled the amount that they're charging us. Our rent doubled, and risk went up. And it seems like everything is kind of come at once. And we're now added about $30,000 to our budget that we didn't have before. And so, because of that, we're way under on our revenues over expenses.
Do we have a proposed solution?
Yeah, and so if you look down our spreadsheet here, $35 increase, that would increase our renewal to $310. If we stayed at $190,000 in expenses, which is a little bit, it'd be hard to do, that would basically flatten us out. For our revenues over expenses, we'd probably still have to do maybe $5 increases every year from here until heaven, just to keep ahead of what we're spending. I think it makes more sense probably to do a $40 increase. That would at least.
How much is this now?
And just remind you, $275 annually right now.
$275.
I mean, have you had a change in fees for how long?
20 years.
20 years.
20 years. Yeah.
And I know people thought it was high in the past, but from a licensee perspective, but we had done the analysis state by state, and we're definitely on the lower end of the average.
Yeah.
And so you're proposing 40.
I'm proposing that we do a $40 increase that would put our license renewal to $315 for renewal, and also doing a $25 increase for our auriculars from $75 renewal to $100 renewal.
And then next time on our agenda, we're going to talk about possible.
Can you repeat those fee increases?
So it would be from our auricular or Acu Detox specialist would go from a $75 renewal to a $100 renewal.
Yep.
And our acupuncturist would go from a $275 renewal to a $315 renewal.
Yeah. Which is probably about a 15% increase. Yeah. If we went to 50, we wouldn't have to have a bake sale.
That's
Richard.
That's accurate. So my thought is that doing a $40 jump is already pretty big, all at once. The board, realistically, the board should have been doing $5 increases every 5 years, for the past 20 years, or every 2 years or whatever it was, however, that hasn't happened. And so we're now having to do a big jump. So I think we should do $40 and then maybe $5 a year for the next 4 years.
Now, is that an internal thing where it's just the board decides, or does it need to have legislative?
Our statute author have a set a cap for how much we're allowed to set through separate renewals, or our acupuncturist the cap is $600 a year.
Oh, so we have a cap, that's it.
Yeah. And our statutes authorize the board to meet and set fees each January.
That's it. $40 level, would we be able to afford to pay Chairman Ten if gas money?
So this would basically make it so that we are bringing in about $3,000 a year more than we're spending each year. And so to pay all the board members and to pay for mileage, it's about $3,000 a year.
Well, and about 5 years ago, or maybe, I don't know how many, where I had tried to get a raise for our executive director, and
Both
of your salaries are set, they are not increasing with this increase.
No, our salaries would not go
and
up.
We don't have any full costs for increasing revenue because we don't necessarily have an increase in applications to licensure.
That's accurate.
Say it again.
I was just wondering if we have any increase. I was under the impression that we had more and more license applicants every year, which would increase our fees, which would also increase our revenue.
That wasn't under that.
Leveled out.
But it seems that we are pretty flatlined. We lose as many as we gain this year.
Yeah. It was until about 2020, we gained, for instance, we had about 515-ish in 2015.
Yeah.
And then we had about 600 and something in 2020.
640.
But since then, it's flattened out and gone down a little bit. And so I don't know if it's, I don't know what the driver is for that.
Critical max. Any other discussion on these numbers? Just repeating, Director German is suggesting that he would think a $40 increase, but and then $5 per year for a 4 year period.
I would just focus on the initial increase and then decide that it's $5
increment. We can look at the budget next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not putting that in. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't tie future boards in as far as what they will or won't do with these. But I would say at this point, $40 increase.
But it's also just a way of suggesting that we don't necessarily have to do a large jump, $50, if we do it in a fixed manner. It seems like a significant, like a 15% increase in 1 year, but we do have
20 years of no increases and increasing costs and flatlining revenues, right?
Any other discussion? When will this go into effect?
Both immediately and when I can get it changed. So it depends on how long it takes for Jay Billing, who is our credit card processor, and
if I write a check, that's in. Richard, I need to talk to you after.
Okay. So it'd be a $40 increase for our acupuncturist, a $25 increase for our active detox specialist. The other fees that we have a $60 fee for copies of our directory, which is one of the public records requests that we receive. And
it's digital?
Yes. If it's for a commercial purpose.
Those fees are not set by the state.
Not set by you. Yeah. So that's for commercial purposes, $60. If it's for non-commercial purposes, free. So if someone's using it to blast all the licensees, get them to come to their conference or whatever, then they pay for it.
And what would be an example of a non-commercial way?
Someone's doing a research project for their school or something.
Right.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And then what would how do you identify whether someone's saying, you know, this is commercial or this is?
We have a public records request form that requires them to indicate what they're using it for, and then self, you know, identify as a commercial or non-commercial usage.
Because really, I'd have been honest, right?
Yeah, and if they're not, it's like a potential illegal.
Is that a moneymaker? How often?
No. I mean, we get one a month. So $6 a month. Yeah, $6 a month times 12, whatever that is. So it's not a huge revenue stream. It's just
that. And that fee hasn't changed?
No, that fee hasn't changed in many years.
Well, I think we could appropriately put it up at similar percentage.
I would say, honestly, for the amount of money that it brings in, I don't think it matters. And it's already, I would say, on the higher end of
Okay. Yeah, average request. No one after that. So I imagine we will need a motion for all three. Do you want them independently or do you want them together? The increasing license, acupuncture, increasing acu-detox, and a consistent fee for?
I would request that a motion be made that says that you increase the renewal fee for acupuncturists to $315. And the renewal fee for auricular acupuncturist to $100, and then to keep all other fees as currently set.
So we have a motion. This is Vice Chair Fontes. I request that we set the renewal fees for acupuncturist at $315, for auricular at $100, and keep all other fees the same. Do we have a second?
I second that. I'm Board Member LaHavi.
Motion by Board Member Fontes and seconded by Board Member LaHavi for the increase in fee. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It passes unanimously. The director will record the vote. Item number 9, the next item on the agenda. Review, discussion, and possible action regarding future board meeting dates and times. Director Jaraminski, do we have those listed?
Yeah, those are on your agenda. Just for the board and public information, the next board meeting will be March 27, 2024. We're having meetings every other month. Following that will be May 22 and July 24, and then so on for the rest of the year. Wednesday.
I like these in-person meetings, and at the moment we just have the January meeting as the in-person meeting, and I must say that does help me as continuing chair as I'm in Flagstaff, and it was one of the items that I did pull forward to have one in-person meeting, but I'm under discussion on that.
And Director Gomez can confirm, we actually are scheduling a meeting every other month, but we can hold a meeting in between if required.
Absolutely, you can hold a meeting at any time.
Was there any discussion? People like the in-person?
It's fun to do, guys, but it's so much more environmental than staying at home.
Yeah, and you know, it's just convenient for me too. Like, I can take my extended lunch break to get on a meeting rather than take the whole day off the clinic, which costs me a lot of money. But I like the in-person meeting. Any further discussion on meeting days? It's just the customary fourth Wednesday of the month at midday, correct?
That's correct.
And every other month.
I would say, when you make your next agenda, put the time on it.
I can do that.
Item number 10, poll to the public, the board upon a majority vote. There is no public and there's no one called in, right?
That's correct.
Item number 11, discussion.
I'm sorry, Chairman Tan, maybe I didn't catch it, but did you hold an actual vote on the fee increase?
I did not.
Or did you just have a first and a second?
I only had a first and a second and then all in favor.
Oh, okay, if you hadn't all, okay, I apologize.
We did.
I just had a momentary panic attack, so I think we're all right.
Yeah, because that's the important one for the fee increase, right? Okay. Item number 11, are there any items that board members would like to be placed on future agendas? We already have a couple of items, Director Jeremy.
We have having the renewals on future agendas. We have a discussion about the registration fee for registrants, and discussion on potentially combining the homeopathy and acupuncture board.
Was there any other items, topics that we would like on future agenda?
Oh yeah, I would like to put, you have the could you put J and do the I intramuscular injection? Talking about herbal therapies.
So that falls under herbal therapy.
Oh, it does. Thanks.
Any other?
Can you just lift that out there on there in herbal therapies slash intramuscular injection?
You said under the title.
Well, intramuscular injection is technically an herbal therapy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, under our statute. Even though it's, different.
Thank you for that clarification. Board member Zimmerman?
I just wanted to express my gratitude before I leave the board. Would it be appropriate to do that now?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Board Member Zimmerman.
Great. I just want to share that we are a very high functioning board, and I'm very proud to have been a part of this activity now for two full terms. And it was a privilege to serve leadership roles as a chair. We've accomplished a great deal together. I think we've been a great team. And I just want to take a moment and express my gratitude. It's been a great experience.
Thank you, Board Member Zimmerman. Thank you for your service as well as being the chair. And we wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Zimmerman.
Thank you so much. Always guiding us. So widely.
I appreciate
Item number 12. There being no further business, we are adjourned at 12:53 p.m. today.